This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boise's Alley Repertory Theater is getting set to kick off its 12th season with a play that is defying convention. In fact, critics say it is the perfect marriage of comedy and drama. The play is titled Bernhardt Hamlet. Joining us live in studio to talk about the theater and the opening play is the play's director, Buffy Main, and lead actress, Marissa Price. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
We're so happy to be here.
So, Buffy, talk to us a little bit about the Alley Repertory Theater. You've been around for 12 years, but I can guarantee you there are still people that this is the first time they're hearing about it.
Yep, we have been around for 12 amazing years, and particularly last season, I think we really articulated who we are, which is a theater that produces plays about inclusivity and diversity, and then we also really embrace making sure we're having a conversation with the community about what matters today and producing shows about that. So that's who we are.
Okay, so what's interesting about that is producing plays that matter today, yet this play coming up, Bernhardt Hamlet, is set in the 1890s. Mm-hmm. But Marissa, talk to me about, first off, the synopsis of the play. But there is great impact,
even
in today's world.
Absolutely. So the play takes place in the late 19th century, as Sarah Bernhardt, who was kind of the most preeminent actress at the time, decided to take on the role of Hamlet at age 55, which was really remarkable in its boldness to take on a role that was regarded as sacred to men in particular, and to do it with a kind of force of will that she had. And the play follows the intrigue that inspired, as well as some of the personal drama going on in her life at the time. And in the way that it resonates, I know right now in culture we're having a lot of conversation still about how to achieve the kind of parity we desire, you know, between men and women. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's, you know, ground still to be covered. But so much progress really has been made in the intervening years. And a lot of that is owing to people like Sarah who, you know, both in inches and in bounds have improved the sense of what is possible by taking things on like this, and who use their influence to change the world in this way.
Because when I was reading about Sarah, I mean, there were even close friends mm-hmm. who were fairly shocked and appalled she would try to do something like this.
Right, and that was not unusual for Sarah. A lot of her close friends found her behavior rather, you know, shocking and awesome, and you know, both in the extravagance of her spending and in the kind of artistic risks she elected to take. She said one time that her home country was the free air, and her vocation was art without boundary. And certainly, you can see the kind of spirit happening when she takes on something like Hamlet, which is prodigious in its magnitude and its mm-hmm. emotional scope. But also, she takes on not just the play of Hamlet, but Shakespeare himself, because she doesn't do the Hamlet that Shakespeare wrote. She commissions a kind of interpreted version of it. So it's so
there's even more.
Yeah, it's even more.
Right.
It's amazing that way. So
and Buffy, what drew you to wanting to bring this play to the Treasure Valley?
Well, I'm really proud that this play was on Broadway up until last spring. And so for me, it's really important that we are part of the conversation in theater that's happening around the country. I want Boise to have that synergy. Mm-hmm. And then the play itself, it just, it's funny. While Sarah is screaming, "Why can't I wear a pair of pants and be Hamlet?" which is, she's, you know, from her.
No, women are still asking that question today, right?
They are indeed. There's this company around her that is producing this play, Hamlet. And so it also has some of these farcical, very funny moments. So it's just this great combination of old and new coming together. And I also think it's in the context of plays about women, those are still pretty new on the scene, and so finding great plays about women I'm really drawn to, and this was one of those.
Yeah.
Well, and women that don't fit into the stereotypical box of what we see in the theater and on film.
Yeah, exactly. And there's something really to that point. I think in particular as women in culture, and especially in this time period, women were taught that, you know, anger is unseemly. But sadness is pretty. We can handle that, especially on the stage. But Sarah herself as a person was known for just the magnitude of these rages that she would have. And she was able to ultimately channel that into incredible art and incredible reach and influence. And to me, as we are at this moment in history and in time when there's so much going on in the world, if we can awaken in ourselves, especially as women, some of that righteous anger, what is possible for us if we can pull that into action and let that fuel our inner furnaces mm-hmm. instead of just retreating into a polite kind of silence or sadness, you know.
We're speaking with director Buffy Main and lead actress Marissa Price talking about Alley Repertory Theater and the first play of the season, Barnhart Hamlet. And I find this play fascinating mm-hmm. because also I think with Sarah Bernhardt, unless you actually do some research or if you're mm-hmm. not in the theater circles, you may not know right. who she was.
Right. And she at the time was incredibly well known. It's hard to even find a comparable name in the time before internet and telephone. But she traveled the world. She was everywhere from, you know, Peru to the French provinces. And she touched people through her performances. And so people had a real sense that they knew her in a deep way. Even Sigmund Freud said the same thing. Like, I feel like I've always known her. I believed everything she said. And when somebody like that, who has this incredible reach, takes on something like Hamlet, mm-hmm. it fundamentally shifts the sense of the possible. It changes the world. It changes what people think is possible in the same way that, you know, it used to be believed that a 4-minute mile was impossible. But now, as soon as somebody did it, then 35 other people did it because it just changed. It shattered mm-hmm. the notion of what could be done.
What could be done.
Yeah. And she, in that same way, through her, you know, boldness, was able to make that possible and change what's possible.
What's it been like for you to take on this role? I mean, because mm-hmm. there is such history around mm-hmm. this real yeah. individual.
Yeah. And not only her, but Hamlet.
Oh, right. And Hamlet. Know? Yeah. And then that.
And that. So first of all, it has been so awesome. In so many ways, it feels like something I was born to do. I mean, I fell in love with Hamlet in high school when we first met, and I was like, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
So nice to get to know him in this way and to know her. It's terrifying because, you know, she was such a prodigious person in her own right, but so gratifying as someone who grew up, you know, falling in love with the theater and to have this chance. And it came, you know, together rather auspiciously and propitiously for us that I would find my way into this production. But it is just so exciting and terrifying. All the things you want to be.
Well, when you go, alive. Right? So Buffy, when does the opening night?
So we preview a week from today. So all of our previews at Alley Rep are pay what you want. So you can come next Thursday night and be part of the technical process. And then we technically open on Friday, so next week.
And where are you located for people that haven't been to your theater?
We are in fabulous Garden City at the Visual Arts Collective.
And quickly tell me about the other, two plays you have coming up this season?
Yes, we have an awesome season. All of them are about people who want to be who they want to be. Our Christmas show is probably the most famous of shows that we've ever done at Alley Rep. So a little La Cage aux Folles will come to Alley Rep at Christmas time. And then at our spring show, also a show about wanting to be who you want to be, is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Gynecological Oncology Unit at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center of New York City.
Well, that is a worth seeing just so you can, you know, repeat that over and over again. Mm-hmm. I want to thank both of you so very much for coming in. And if you are interested in seeing the opening play of the season for Alley Repertory Theater, preview night, October 10th, and then the season opens after that. My guests today have been director of Barnhart Hamlet, Buffy Main, and lead actress Marissa Price. Thank you both so much.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, you know, I try. Yeah. I want to thank all of you for being a part of this, too. So appreciate our listeners. My producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our digital intern is Ethan Weber. Our theme music, it was written and produced by local musician Will Hall. Find him. Take a listen. It's Thursday. It's my Friday. The wonderful Melissa Davlin from Idaho Public Television will be filling in for me tomorrow. So I hope you tune in. I hope you have a great Friday. I'll be back Monday. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you then.